Katya Gordon. I'm back with our weekly interview with Greg Ruberg, CEO of the Lakeview Clinic and Hospital. Thank you, Greg, for calling in this morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. So, let's see. We are in the midst of the vaccine bonanza, or maybe I shouldn't call it that. Maybe that's a little too optimistic. What can you tell us about how this is rolling out in the past week, and what can we expect in the next week or so?
I'll talk through a couple new developments this week around the vaccine. So earlier this week, we opened up eligibility for what we call Phase 1B Tier 2. And so those are people that have specific medical conditions. And this is all, again, based off of Minnesota Department of Health guidance. So Tier 2 includes people with sickle cell disease, Down syndrome, oxygen-dependent chronic lung or heart conditions, active cancer treatment, immunocompromised from organ transplant. And then this one is a little bit more nebulous, rare conditions or disabilities that put people at higher risk of infection due to COVID-19. So that group is Tier 2, and that's what we've offered out to this week. And again, just as a reminder to the listeners, what we do is we assess our supply of vaccine each week. We determine what part of these tiers that we can support in Lake County based on supply from the state, and we open that up. So that was this week. So as that group was being administered vaccine, we also were doing what they call the other essential workers, which are targeted people in food service and food preparation. So that was happening along with our partnership with Lake County Public Health. Early this morning, we updated the hotline, the Lake County COVID hotline message again for a new kind of expanded eligibility for the vaccine. So I want to just run through this because I think and I'd be happy to give more detail. So Tier 3, when we talk about medical conditions, Tier 3 has really two categories. The first one is people 45 years of age and older with one or more underlying medical conditions. The second kind of subgroup is people 16 years of age and older, two or more underlying medical conditions. So I'll just read through these quickly of what those medical conditions are. The first one is chronic kidney disease. The second one is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. Third is diabetes, both type 1 and 2. The next one is heart conditions, and there's a number of them, heart failure, coronary artery disease, or cardiomyopathy. The next category is immunocompromised state, or a weakened immune system from things like bone marrow disease, chronic steroids for more than 30 days, people taking immunosuppressive medications, HIV would be included. The next one is obesity, body mass index greater than 30. And the last one is pregnancy. And I can be happy to answer more questions or more detail. But as of this morning, now we're accepting calls for the waiting list for all of those conditions based on that criteria.
All right. So that must mean that we're moving through in a way that you had hoped we would a week ago.
Yes. Everything that we had hoped last week has come to fruition. The challenge we had this week, again, we received, I would say, a reasonable supply of vaccine. We actually vaccinated 250 more people this week in Lake County. And again, that's a lower number for us. We would like to be up in that 400 to 500 a week. That's very doable. I think it's something we can make a really good progress toward a more widespread vaccination. It just depends. Some weeks we get more, some weeks we get less. So we feel that next week should be a relatively good week in terms of vaccine supply if everything plays out today as we expect. So we updated this criteria this morning early. Usually it's around 6 a.m. or 6:30. But again, opening that up, and what people will do, if you have one of those conditions, it's pretty straightforward. There's a phone number that we give out on the hotline. You call in, you leave your name, your date of birth, your phone number, and the diagnosis or conditions that make you eligible. We put that on the spreadsheet. We just create a long list. And then when vaccine comes in, we call and say, you meet these conditions, we have vaccine, can you come in on this day at this time? So I think it was pretty efficient. We held, as we talked last week, we held back on the Tier 3 category for a couple of reasons. Number one, we had no idea how much vaccine we were getting next week, which would be next week, starting on Monday. And we wanted to finish up 65 plus as well, because that's a high priority group, kind of earlier phase. But we also don't want to create a waiting list that's 500 people long. So the people that are 400 or 450 have to wait weeks and weeks and weeks and just get more frustrated that we're not calling them back. At least they're calling us back. And so our goal is if we try to kind of coordinate these opening of these tiers or these eligibility criteria to the vaccine that we're actually going to get, so it's more efficient when people actually call and we get them in.
Sounds good. It sounds like the method continues to evolve, but the meaning behind it is the same. And that's just sort of a fair and transparent process where you're vaccinating as many people as possible I'm starting with sort of the more vulnerable first, et cetera, et cetera. Do you want to tell us anything about the numbers this week, Greg, or how we're doing as far as actual COVID?
Yeah, so actually this week continues to be very good news. Just like we talked about last week, we've had a number of days that had zero new cases. We've had a couple of days where there was one. Our case rate or transmission rate in the county continues to be very low, which tells us that, you know, the vaccination is helping. It tells us that people are following the guidelines. And so I think great news. We are testing just as many people as we always have, you know, not maybe at the peak, but people say, well, maybe we're seeing less because you're testing less. And we're not testing significantly less right here at Lakeview for Lake County. And so I think the testing remains strong. We have seen, though, in a neighboring county, kind of these smaller kind of outbreaks or increased cases happen from certain events. So the potential is still there. But again, Lake County's been very fortunate for many weeks now that we've been able to keep things kind of under control as we increase vaccination.
Yep. And with the schools opening up now, either now or in a couple weeks, it seems like we're poised and ready. I'm quite hopeful about that. I hope you are too.
I am. I think there's, you know, some communication went out from the school. I just want to remind the listeners that, you know, it said that there's testing at the deck for people that are symptomatic. I just want to remind everybody that we do test at Lakeview for people that are symptomatic with those COVID symptoms. We've got it for, you know, way back 9 months or so when we first started this testing. And we also test people that have had high risk of exposure. So the only testing we're not doing at Lakeview is just kind of community prevalence testing or just for asymptomatic people. Our focus has been more on the medical management of COVID and testing those that are symptomatic, again, in combination with the vaccine. So I think you don't have, if you're sick, you don't have to drive all the way to the deck to be tested. We'll do it right here.
Okay. Yep. That's a good reminder. And then hopefully this weekend we can all get outside and increase our, not only our safety, but our vitamin D and our mental health and our physical health all at once.
Yeah, I think it's important to us. You know, we did this employee appreciation event this week, which is, again, 1 year from when this all started back on the 16th of March of 2020. It was just like, it was really great to see people's kind of mood and just there's a different feel now, this kind of feeling of hope. And, you know, we're not done with this, but we're getting to the other side of this one where, you know, we have the safety of vaccination. We've learned a lot. We've got good treatments for COVID. Because, you know, I've heard a couple people say to me, well, you know, COVID's still around. It's not gone. And so we should still be concerned. And they're absolutely right. But, you know, I think that we are moving forward, though, because, like I said, if we feel there's hospital capacity now, so if people are sick, we can care for them. We're not full with ICU beds overflowing. And so all of those things are good things. Again, we still need to follow the precautions. Nobody's ever said that we can throw all of that out overnight. But, again, you can get outside. You can do more. There's more of normal life that we can get back to. And you still hear people saying that, you know, I hear this every day, that, you know, there's a surge. There's going to be a big surge at the end of the month, and there'll be a big surge next month. And, you know, that has been the entire time through. And again, I think we just have to keep reading through that, critically thinking, drawing logical conclusions, and making good decisions. Again, I don't dwell on that negative stuff. You hear it every day, but we should be focusing on what we've accomplished and what we have to celebrate, and then being careful to keep that going.
Yeah. I know when we walk down the break wall in the mornings, you know, the fishermen, they really know how to get their healthy stint of the day. They're out there fishing away and happy with each other and happy to be out there. And it's been really fun to be out there and in general, actually, now, because people are happier. And I think that's appropriate and feels good. So thank you for that affirmation, Greg. And hopefully we'll talk to you again next week.
That sounds great. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Greg Ruberg, CEO of Lakeview Clinic and Hospital.